Okay, praise God. Just love the Christian Christmas carols we just sung. Just to set up our time for our season here, our Christmas season. Let it be a season of joy and peace for everybody in Jesus' name. Okay, if you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
All right, those who know how to, please establish the kingdom of God. Hey, praise the Lord. Going to go to our teaching now. So today we're calling, we're speaking on Don't Quit but Press On. As we're coming toward the close of the year, we're kind of like we're having challenges right now as things are starting to be fully scheduled. Don't like the term busy, but kind of busy for people. A lot of things going on, you know. And one thing we've noticed though is that just before breakthroughs that are coming, many challenges arise. Okay. The key though is just don't quit. Now, if you remember the time of Moses, you know, he was crying to God for years to redeem them from slavery in Egypt. They were forced to make bricks without straw. Remember? And that made the work even harder because they still had the same quota to do. But the devil's trying to make them quit. He wanted them to complain so much to Moses that Moses would quit and give up. But they didn't quit. And God got through them and brought them out of Egypt. So even though you're facing challenges now, press on toward the mark of that calling that you know you are going to have victory. You only lose if you quit, so don't quit. Now, I don't care what your challenges are. I don't care if they're physical. I don't care if they're financial. I don't care if they're relationships. You need to stand on the word of God because there's nowhere in the word of God that we are defeated. Okay? Great. That's right, Karen.
So in Psalm 105, and we'll start in verse 37, it says, "He also brought them out with silver and gold." So God, when he helps us go through a challenge, there's always victory on the other side, and he always gives us more and a more abundantly than we could
Yes,
ask, hope, or think of. And I love this scripture. "And there was none feeble among his tribes." You have to think that they were very challenged people as slaves, right? And slaves don't usually get a lot of food. They don't have a lot of water. They don't have a lot of physical strength because they have to work extra hard. And it was amazing that when God brought them out of Egypt, miraculously, that they were strong. They were able to physically make that journey. And so we need to be encouraged that no matter what is going on in our life, God make sure that he helps us with everything that we need. So he wants us physically to be stronger. He wants us to have more blessings so we could bless others. And verse 38 says, "Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them." So It was like they were happy they were leaving so that they wouldn't have any more of the plagues. So we are looked at by the world sometimes as people that they don't want amongst them because it brings conviction, it brings challenges to them. They just want the Christians to move on. And we see that they respected God so much. And then the provision was amazing. So if God provided for them in those terrible times, God will also provide for us in any time of our life, and especially in the future when the harder times come. He spread a cloud for a covering. He gave fire to give light in the night. Verse 40, the people asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven, with manna, supernaturally. Verse 41, he opened the rock and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. It's wonderful to remind ourselves of these miraculous things that God did for the Hebrews, and he will do for those in the end times and the remnant as well. Verse 42, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant, and he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. They were free from slavery, free from chains, free from bondages. And he gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. So we just continue to rejoice, continue to have that glad expectation that God is providing for us everything that we need. Amen.
Okay, so Philippians 3:14. This is Paul speaking. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme heavenly prize to which God in Jesus Christ is calling us upward. Okay. Now, this is very important. Joseph and Mary didn't quit when they were faced with enormous challenge and pressed on towards Bethlehem. Jesus didn't quit but pressed on towards the cross. So don't quit, press on towards the goal to win your supreme heavenly prize. Okay? Your breakthrough is coming quickly, but we can't quit and give up. The devil wants us to quit and give up. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, that as we bless each and every ABCer, that anyone that is going through a hard time, going through a challenge, going through a myriad of problems they're facing, or if anybody is having physiological challenges, whatever it is, if somebody, during the holiday is also missing loved ones and family, that it, sometimes it can be a difficult time. But Lord, we just pray for each and every person right now. We pray for your provision of more than just physical needs, but emotional needs, whatever it is right now that every ABCer needs, that you are giving to each and every person right now. And they're not going to quit. They're going to press on towards the mark of their high calling. But sometimes, Lord, we just need a refresher. We just need your support. We just need an embrace from you, God, and that reassurance that victory is around the corner. But sometimes the gap between the prayer and saying amen and receiving in the physical realm what we need, and that's the time that we don't want to be weary in well doing. And therefore, we're just supporting each person tonight in that place, wherever you're at, that God, we know, is there. But we're going to rejoice. We're going to make ourselves rejoice. So we're thinking about the end result of the good things and not the interim where we're still trudging towards the culmination of what we believe we received by faith. We know we have it by faith, but sometimes that we need more patience to wait for it to manifest. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're rejoicing during that time too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, so we just believe right now that there's going to be joy and peace for everybody here. And those who are just all involved with ABC that aren't here, we're still praying over them as we pray in unity for everybody, that this is a wonderful, peaceful, joyous time of rest, relaxation. They come back after the first of the year and just push on through the mark of their high calling in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just wanted a short message of encouragement just to get you through this holiday season. And I know that we were praying earlier and, you know, the holidays get very occupied. And we just wanted to have a time where we could just have that wonderful presence of God and allow him to saturate us and have that anointing just be upon us and take off the tiredness, take off the stress, and just be able to rejoice with him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, let's go on to communion then. Andrew, are you ready to do the body? And then Susan's going to do the blood.
Okay,
Okay.
Unmute. There we go.
Great. Now we'll go ahead and USP again. And please, if you have any sins, confess now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any
sins. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took the bread, and when you had his give thanks, you broke it and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Heavenly Father, we believe we received your precious body, that you went to the whipping post and were whipped 39 times. And because of that, we have no sickness, no disease, no inflammation. We are free from our bodies because you have set us free. And by doing that, we now partake in the precious body of Jesus Christ.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Andrew. Very good.
Thank you, Andrew. Very nice. Communion.
There we go.
Susan, are you ready?
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word that says that the Lord Jesus, after the same manner also, took the cup when he had supped. When he had supped and said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Father, for sending your Son for us to save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for shedding your blood for us and washing away all of our sin with your precious holy blood and giving your life for us so that we could have life in you. Thank you, Jesus, for leaving the Father's side and coming for us. We're so grateful to you, Lord. Thank you for taking the cup that was set before you and drinking it so that we could drink this cup, Lord. And we praise your name, and we're so grateful to you for all that you have done for us. And we love you and thank you. And we believe and we receive your blood and the life that's in your blood as we partake. Thank you, Lord.
We pray in Jesus' name and mercy.
Thank you, Susan. Very good.
Thank you, Susan. Very nice.
Let's start 20 affirmation. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, announcements. We pray that everyone has a wonderful Christmas day. So we will not have Overcomer service on the 25th, and we will not have Overcomer service on New Year's Day. So the next time that we will have service will be on January 8th at 6:33 p.m. But those of you that do awake 6:33 a.m., we will still have 6:33 a.m. prayer every single day, and we'll cover everyone with prayer because the devil never takes a vacation. But for service, we know that sometimes people have dinners with family and stuff like that, so we don't want to interrupt your family time. So we know that you'll have a wonderful holiday, and we just pray that peace of God upon each of you right now. And that joy, it's a season of peace, love, and joy. And we should have that daily, but at least the world tries to remember to portray that to each other, which is nice. Amen. Okay.
All right. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and glorify you. Thank you for what you've done for us. We bless this day today. Bless everybody with peace, love, and joy as they go forward for this whole Christmas holiday season right now. And that they're just filled with love and friendship and good days in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord God. And we know that ABCers never quit, and they're just going to keep pressing on and fighting the good fight of faith, knowing that our victory is already ours by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.